It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We'll get into our hot corner in just a bit. Couple of notes. 2 days away from opening day. Sellout crowd. Love it.
The crack of the bat, the smell of the dog.
I don't really know where to go after that.
Can we just get another song besides center field? I mean, we've evolved so much in baseball, and that's all they play is center, no matter what ballpark you go to.
Do you have the same energy towards, like, Start Me Up?
I love Start Me Up at the games.
Like, when you hear that, you just want to put your finger in the air like you're actually getting ready to kick the ball off.
Yeah, you do. Like, I like Start Me because it's unique to us, but, like, every ballpark, like, baseball hasn't had a new song in, like, 40 years.
Well, there really isn't one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, somebody's got to come up with something different other than put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. I mean, like, good Lord.
He's a brown-eyed, handsome man. I feel like I am being talked about in that song. Yeah. You know?
I'll love it the first couple of times, but, yeah, 2 months from now, I'll be like, damn it.
Maybe when the stadium moves out to the surrounds, we'll have a different song being played.
I'm sure if they get good again, there'll be a song called, like, Blue Kingdom.
Yeah, I like that. There we go.
There we go.
There's something different because, like, every ballpark you walk into, you hear that John Fogerty song. You're like, God.
Yeah, Tech Nine, give us something.
Yeah, Fountains Up, Tech Nine. That's your song.
Come on.
I don't know how you rhyme Fountains Up into a rap song, but that's the theme.
Your job.
Right. The sophomore album is Vern's theme that you heard yesterday that he broke out. So. No Royal Caribbean cruise this year. It's just the Royals roadie bus. That's what we'll go with our thing. So you can jump on as soon as possible, but that bus picks you up on Tuesday. Thursday
morning.
Thursday at 10 a.m. That's when the bus officially takes off because then, you know, I'll be out there enjoying the Royals game. 75 degrees, nice little breeze. So cannot wait. Definitely going to have a glizzy. Definitely going to have a brew. And we'll just cross all the cliche things off at a Royals game.
You gonna have the slugger glizzy or the?
No, I've already had that.
Just a regular hot dog.
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I went for 3 miles yesterday when I got home.
After all that,
dude, when you eat half of Coffin Stadium's food, you have to, like, burn that off.
You have to get going.
Like, even Kramer said he went to the gym afterwards. He goes, "I'm not eating the rest," and I said, "Neither am I."
There's no reason to. After you eat all that,
well overserved, but for many good reasons why. But it is a Tuesday, so we do our hot corner on here on a Tuesday. Mac, your name's first on the list, so why don't you go ahead and give us your hot Tuesday or your hot corner on a
Alrighty.
Tuesday.
For me, the Pittsburgh Steelers were my hot corner because I look at the quarterback situation right now and they're pretty much screwed. You look at the Giants have wanted Aaron Rodgers. Okay, let's say the Giants don't get Aaron Rodgers.
They got Jameis Winston.
They already got Jameis Winston. Let's say they don't draft someone, they have Jameis Winston. Then you've got the Browns. they're kind of screwed, but they can draft. They are in the second position. And then you look at the...
No, they can't draft. Have you seen what they've done in the draft? It's awful.
Very true. Yeah.
Miles Garrett.
And the Vikings, let's say they don't get Aaron Rodgers, they just drafted J.J. McCarthy in the first round. There are contingency plans for all these teams. The Pittsburgh Steelers literally have nobody right now. I don't even know if they have Mason Rudolph. I have no idea who's on their roster for quarterback. Yeah, it's going to be Mike Tomlin stepping in. So they're pretty much screwed right now. I mean, they put themselves in a situation where they need Aaron Rodgers or they need Russell Wilson in 2025.
There's a story that's starting to emerge out of Atlanta that says that Kirk Cousins may waive his no trade clause now after the draft if he gets traded to a team that doesn't draft a first-round quarterback. So if Pittsburgh's still sitting there without a quarterback, they don't take a quarterback in the first round. Maybe Kirk Cousins waives his no-trade clause, and if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm making a trade for Kirk Cousins before I'm signing Aaron Rodgers.
Money, but I get you.
You know, I'm going to make that trip because I don't want that toxicity in my locker room. You got enough to deal with in the NFL than bringing in a toxic human as quarterback. And somebody in Pittsburgh yesterday also said that Aaron Rodgers is having a similar meeting with the Giants, they believe, that he just had with the Steelers. Like, Aaron Rodgers must think it's 2015 and not 2025, where he's coming off 2 years of nothing.
Well, I heard the Giants are going to draft Travis Hunter because they have Jameis Winston. If he throws a pick, Travis Hunter can track him down as a corner.
I did say I'd love that.
I thought that was great.
That's so great.
That's funny.
And true.
Why not? No, diving along as we go through on these Hot Corner Tuesdays. Mine is Rick Pitino and St. John's. Like, you were the story.
Yep.
You were the two seed. A lot of people believe the Big East was back, that you guys were going to make a run. Fell really short. You ran into Calipari in Arkansas and lost. Yeah. And then we saw Pitino show up to a game wearing a scarf, and then that got...
Oh, my God, that video. Whew.
And then it
that scarf was beautiful.
And then all of a sudden, it wasn't the scarf that we were all looking at.
Oh.
So not only was it a tough loss in the second round to Arkansas and a team that a lot of people, like myself, had going to the Final Four in St. John's, Dusty, you should have known. Hindsight's 20/20. What would have happened if they'd have made it? Been like, how you doing?
What did St. John's do? 2 for 22, shooting the 3 in that game or something like that against Arkansas?
And then bench one of their players. Yeah. They asked Pitino the questions. He's like, you know what you're trying to get. I'm not going to bait into your fishing that you're doing right now.
But the officiating was brutal in that game.
But Pitino didn't say, I hope they don't F you like they did us.
Right.
Look, they fell way short. It's tough to realize that. And then, you become a meme with a rack behind you and a scarf around your neck, and everyone forgets that you were just beat by Arkansas. So tough Tuesday for me is Pitino and St. John's.
Yeah, the only two seed not advancing into the Sweet 16 is St. John's. But, hey, hopefully they are back, because I do think having St. John's back is good for college basketball. But it also shows you how strong really was the Big East, right? They went out there and bullied the Big East and then faced a team in the SEC and got bullied right off the floor with them. And that's kind of where I am on your tough Tuesdays. Are your mid-majors now? I don't know if we're going to see much of this mid-major excitement anymore that we've seen. I know everybody's blaming the NIL and all this kind of stuff on why the mid-majors, and that was a big topic with everybody yesterday, but we saw the Power Four conferences assert themselves. This is why they're Power Four conferences and not mid-majors, because they took care of business along the way, and every team that's in the Sweet 16 right now is a member of that Power Four conference, and so that's why we're seeing what we're seeing in the NCAA tournament. The Power Fours are better than everybody else, and this is also why we're going to see the expansion of that tournament to allow the mid-majors to still have a seat at the table. Now they've got to win and take care of business when they get into the tournament, but we may be seeing the decline of the mid-major in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, because what is it? 11 of the Sweet 16 teams are Big 12 and SEC combined, 7-4.
Yeah.
Then you have Michigan State. That's the Big 10.
Big 10.
Purdue's Big 10.
Big 10.
So that's 13. That's 13 of the 16.
Yeah.
And then we're missing ACC Duke. That's 14. Maryland's
ACC.
That's 15.
And then we're just... No, Maryland's Big 10.
Big 10, yeah.
Maryland,
hello.
Jeez.
Yeah. Got to do your homework.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I think that what's happened is that it's Walmart, right? It's... The big guys are always going to outdo the small businesses.
Yeah, they
right?
just like, are, yeah.
Yeah, you might have a certain thing for a little bit, but when it's good, it's only good for a little bit. And then it's like, hey, the big guys come in town. It's like the Walmart strategy. They go to every small town. They knock out the mom and pop stores. They lower their prices, and then once all the little prices are gone, hike them back up.
Yeah, I saw that actually happen when my first job in Seguin, Texas. Walmart moved in right when I first got there, and it put Main Street out. I mean, it's like an Alan Jackson song, you know, The Little Man. Have you heard that song? Like, legit happened. It was sad.
That stinks.
No, it was awful.
Well, that's their strategy.
Yeah.
Like, that's why Alabama football back in the day was considered Walmart by Colin Cowherd. It's like, yeah, everybody likes a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a change every once in a while, but at the end of the day, the big dogs always eat, and that's what's happened this year.
That's
in college
what's happened
basketball.
In college basketball.
Like, the highest seed is an SEC team, and it's Arkansas, and some people like, they were way underseeded. It's like, were they?
I don't know. I don't think they were. I mean, they're just playing good.
They beat a disappointing Kansas team, and they beat maybe a fraudulent 2 seed.
Yeah.
Maybe the 2 seed was misseeded. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the Cinderella stories don't happen as much as you think.
Right.
And when they do, we, you know, we put a microscope on it and explode it.
Like, right.
You know, your George Masons, your, you know, your VCUs back in the day, jinx. And I think that's one of those things that, like, at the end of the day, it's, you know, the big schools are going to get the teams. You know, they're going to go to the SEC. They're going to go to the Big 12. They're going to go to the Big 10. That's just where they go. You know, and you look at your 1 seeds. They're all there. Auburn, Duke, Houston, which is probably what, the lowest of the big dogs. Like, you know, you think about Houston being a Big 12 team. They're not like low on the totem pole. They're still in the Big 12. They knew what they were doing when they changed conferences.
Right.
And it's worked out.
Great for Houston.
Back
man.
To back conference championships.
Yep. Absolutely. So you got to be a big boy, I guess, now to have any success in the NCAA tournament. I know people are kind of down on that, but overall, when we looked at it yesterday, how many Cinderellas really were there? Like a handful over the last 20 years,
right?
It was
less than I thought.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. We hype up when we see the Cinderellas, and we get the perception that it is happening all the time. Like the Hollywood Brown thing. I was talking to my friend Richard at the J yesterday, and he goes, "You know, Hollywood Brown's always hurt." I go, "Actually,
Mac decided to let us know.
Mac decided to let us know, and he looked it up. Hollywood Brown has pretty much played in every game except for like 2 seasons, one before here and then this past season.
Yes.
That's the biggest misnomer. Another big misnomer is that there's always Cinderellas in the NCAA tournament. And when you start to look at it, you realize there aren't as many as we think.
Speaking of misnomers.
Well, that report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning saying that the team has contacted the Jewish Community Center to buy land and make room for the stadium. But we reached out to the Jewish Community Center and they told us that their CEO says that they have no knowledge of any of them.
It's like Groundhog's Day. We do it again. We give the microphone over to Bob Fesco and return.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Learn about more stadium updates here on 96.5 The Fan, your home.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Thanks, Mac.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.